They're pretty darn good. Let's just put it that way. They're having a phenomenal season, and joining us in the studio this morning is senior Gavin Allen. He's a pitcher, a shortstop. Also, Joel Cradle is the head coach. He's been there for 5 years. And Mason Carroll, a junior, he's also a pitcher and a shortstop. And I want to say good morning to you guys.
Well, thank you for having us.
Hey, Appreciate it. We're certainly glad that you guys made the trip in. It was short notice, but you guys had a really good night last night. The first district championship win in 22 years. Gavin, we're going to start off with you. Tell us a little bit about that game and how you felt after the game being the district champs.
Well, before the game, we had nothing to lose as Cairo beat us in the regular season in 9 innings, so technically, they're supposed to win that game, so we had to go in there and just play how we do, and luckily we came out on top, and been waiting 4 years for that championship, so it felt pretty dang good.
No doubt about it. We're going to pass the microphone over to head coach Joel Cradle. You know, 5 years in, and now a district championship, your team, you kind of been building this team as a family and doing a lot of things together. I've seen your stuff on Facebook. You guys go out and visit nursing homes, and it's really a team family atmosphere there, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things we also do is on Sundays, every Sunday for the last 5 years, we've gone to a different kid's house, and their parents have made dinner for us, like a team dinner. And so, you know, I've got a lot of buddies that coach out in, you know, St. Louis. They're always going, you know, when are you going to move out here and start coaching out here and, you know, teaching out here, you know, make more money, you're closer to home. And I go, man, like that'd be great, but you don't get to work with my kids every day, and I can't leave my kids like that just because I get to be 20 minutes closer to home. Like, it's worth the drive. It's worth maybe making a little bit less money because I deal with kids that I love working with. I deal with families and parents that I love working with. I got coworkers that I love working with. I've got, you know, students I love teaching. I've got, you know, administrators that are great to work for. And so, you know, it's been a long 5 years. When I took that job, if you were a betting man, you would have said in 5 years you're not winning a district title. And yet here we are, and that's the dedication of our parents, of our kids. I mean, we practice 6 days a week. 6 days a week. I don't know how many high school teams practice 6 days a week. You know, we go in the fall, we go in the summer, you know, I'm busting their butts in the weight room. I tell the kids all the time, it's not easy to play for this baseball program. But if you work hard and you do what I ask you to do, one day we're going to be district champs. And here we are sitting in your, you know, your radio station talking about how we just won districts.
Pretty awesome feeling. We're going to pass the mic over to junior Mason Carroll. You were our big deal of the day earlier because you had one heck of a game last night. It was a complete game. Struck out 10 batters. Congratulations on that performance, first off and foremost. Tell us a little bit about your mentality going into that game. Did you have the nerves before you got on the mound?
The first inning, I had nerves. Then after that, I was good. I had to settle back in, throw more strikes than I did.
And you absolutely did. You were bringing the heat, if you will, and it turned out all right. You know, let's kind of preview what's going to happen from here because it's sectionals now, and Coach, more than likely, you're going to be on the road, as I understand it. You'll play the winner of it's Northland Christian Academy and Napoleon West. Is that correct?
Yeah, Wellington, Napoleon's where I got to go tonight. They played 5, so I got to leave school a little bit early. You know, hopefully some of our kids go and go watch. Don't know much about them. Hopefully figure out something today. But I like our chances. I've got 2 kids that I think could beat anybody in the state on the bump. You know, and we play really, really hard. And it's tough to beat us because we play hard and we do things the right way.
Absolutely. You know, I didn't give you a chance to say too much, Mason, but I'm wondering about your pregame rituals. Do you do anything special? Is there a special meal? Is there a routine? Are you superstitious at all?
No, not really superstitious about anything.
No. All right.
Here's a fun stat about Mason Carroll that I think is maybe the most incredible stat I've ever heard in my life. Mason Carroll has thrown, I believe it's 66 innings this year, and he's walked 2 kids and struck out 103.
Holy man, that's
incredible.
That's eye-popping.
So when he says that he throws strikes, the kid does nothing but throw strikes. It's incredible. 2 walks and 103 Ks.
Coach, you talked about you got 2 players that go to the bump for you. Mason's one of them. Who's the other one?
It's Gavin over here to my right. Gavin threw maybe, you know, if Carroll threw the best game of the year last night, I don't know, man. It'd be tough to beat what Gavin did on what day was that? It was midnight when we got done. What day was that?
Monday.
You know, Gavin goes 7 innings, strikes out 16 against Higbee, facing one of the best arms in Class 1 baseball, you know, and shut him down. and had to get the kid, had to beat one of the probably the best, one of the better hitters in Class 1 baseball in the state with bases loaded, two outs, tying run at second. And we had talked about it all week. I remember sitting at the lunch table with my coworkers and just going, if that kid's up to the plate, do you give him the Barry Bonds treatment and intentionally walk him and make the next kid beat you, give him a run, still be up 2-1? And, you know, Gavin threw one heck of a game. And you go, that's a senior who has given you everything he's got for 4 years. Do you take the ball out of his hands, or do you let him give the chance, let him give you the chance to win it? And you go, no, you let him win it for you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you give it to him, he throws first pitch curveball, kid rolls out to Carroll. Carroll throws across the diamond, gets him out, and it was unbelievable.
No doubt. You know, both Gavin and Mason, they kind of interchange. Whenever Gavin's on the mound, then Mason plays shortstop. Whenever Mason's on the mound, then Gavin's at the shortstop position. Gavin, I wanted to talk to you because you're a senior. You're actually going to be graduating this Sunday. Do you have plans after high school to go to college? Are you going to be playing baseball?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing baseball at William Woods in Fulton.
William Woods in Fulton. Well, yep. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I am certainly want to give you guys congratulations and the best of luck as you go on to sectionals. Never say never. State could be happening for the community, our six Trojans baseball team. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for coming in this morning from Community R6 District Champion Baseball Team. It's Joel Cradle, the head coach, Gavin Allen, senior pitcher, and Mason Carroll, junior pitcher.